You were talking about the hogs. What do you call the big teeth that a hog has?
I told you that yesterday.
Well,
I'm gonna tell it to you again.
Well, just when the tape ran out.
Tushies.
Okay. What about a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, that's what you call wild hogs or wild boars, whatever you call them.
You know those real skinny hogs that stay out in the
woods? Oh, that's razorbacks.
Do they have those around here?
Yeah, used to. They don't have them no more, though. Arkansas was a razorback state.
Say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you say you had to go feed the...
horses and the cows, or feed the stock.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You say you had to feed the...
had to feed the turkeys and the geese, what have you.
And if it was time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say it was...
time to do up the night work.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Bleats.
What about a cow?
They beller.
And a horse?
They nicker, neigh, whatever you call it.
Okay. And how would you call a cow to get her out of the pasture?
Well, you'd call her soak, 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 soak.
What about a calf?
Well, you'd say, sookay, 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 come on, come on, sookay.
Okay. What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
So.
And to get her to move her leg back?
Back your leg.
Okay. Would you hit her or push her or what?
No, you just shove by her leg and then you move it back. Milk cow will.
And how would you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
Colt, colt, colt.
And what would you say to them to get them to turn left or right?
Well, you'd say gee and ha.
Which is which?
Well, the right's gee and the left's ha. Or ho, whatever you want to call it.
And to get them started, you'd tell them?
Get up.
And to stop them?
Whoa.
And to get them to back up?
Back up.
And how would you call sheep?
Now, I don't know. I ain't no sheep man. No, never had no sheep around me.
What about hogs?
Oh, well, I've had hogs. You call them in the woods like you just call them piggy, 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 piggy.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say something to, if they're kind of crowding you in, what would you say to them to get them to move back?
Suey.
Okay. How would you do that?
Well, you just say suey or kick them or something.
Okay. And how would you call chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
And talk about distance. You say, well, I don't know just exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
well, it's a short ways or long ways.
Okay. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
most anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over...
backwards.
And this way would be...
forwards on his face.
And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no.
No. You now no luck.
Did you ever say, I didn't catch nary a one?
Yeah. Nary a fish.
Okay. And you'd say, wheat is tied up into a...
bag.
Okay. Or fodder is tied up into a...
bundle.
And then the bundles are piled up into a...
shocks.
And talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You might say we raised 40.
40 bushels or 10 bushels, whatever it was.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you have to run it through a thresher.
Okay. And there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or another way of saying that, you could say...
we will do it, or...
okay. What about me and you have to do that, or you and I, or how would you say that?
Me and you, or you and I, and you and I would be the proper way now. Of course, a long time ago it wasn't that way.